Do you know what no hype beast wants to be referred to as? Trendy.
Trendy. Mm.
Yeah. The Hypebeast Womble producer Mark's daughter's teacher said to him yesterday, he looked very trendy. Oh. Which I swear is what my mum says.
Yeah, that and snazzy.
Snazzy.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing his best bumpers. anyway, look, the Hypebeast Womble is far too trendy to have the right to stick it to the bin man. But you guys out there, well, I know that you are trendsetters for your streets, nay, your neighbourhoods. So here is the Breakfast Show merch. It's a picture of me with a QR code that lets you listen to Absolute Radio whenever you like, or a passerby can do the same. Ooh. And you stick it to your bin, man. And all you need to do to win one is answer a question based on yesterday's show where, according to Anna, what do we alternate breathing through? Yeah, that's the question.
Something I have actually learnt today, because producer Scarlett has just told me this, you only breathe out through one at a time and it alternates every half hour.
What?
No, so you have like one strong, it's like being right-handed, you'd be right for half an hour.
Exactly.
And you'd be left
you could be ambidextrous in the Listen to that clip back now. There's only one thing it could be, right?
I hope.
Yeah, so do I. So what is the answer to that question? According to Anna, what do we alternate breathing through? Your names and your answers, please, to 81215. That's 81215. Be the envy of your neighbours by sticking it to the bin, man.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wick.
Head to Wix for everything you need for your garden project, from decking and fencing to compost and topsoil. Shop in store or through the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Coming up a little later on in the show, we will find out, and it is an exclusive first, did producer Dave take his Swiss Army knife to Glastonbury Festival? Hold it. Hold it till the power hour, my friend. Or download the podcast now. Subscribe, rate, review. That's how you'll find it, OK, early birds? That's
how
you find
it.
How
many of the features did he use across the
weekend? Did he descale a fish? That's what we need to know. Yeah. Essential stuff whilst watching Billie Eilish. Joining us right now on line one, we have Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Morning.
Amy, welcome along to the show. Listen, you're about to stick it to the bin, man. What's your bin situation, Amy?
Well, I've got a grey bin and a green bin.
Oh, now, the green, I presume, is the recycling. Is that correct?
No, they do it all a bit backwards, and I was getting in trouble when I first moved into this house because I was doing it wrong, because I just assumed.
Yeah. Well, I assumed, but you know what they say, to presume, etc. So the grey bin is the recycling bin?
Yes.
Now, listen, I don't want to give you any styling tips, Amy, so you can do what you like with the bin sticker should you win it. But effectively, the sticker is mainly purple, and I'm wearing navy blue in the picture. Mm. So on a grey background, it's that is going to look nice, fuego. Yeah. Will you kindly stick me to the grey bin?
I will, yeah.
I will. Oh, Amy, you flirt. I can't believe it. So tell us, according to Anna from yesterday's show, what do we alternate breathing through?
Our nostrils.
Nostrils is the correct answer. Now, Amy, we've only just met. Do you feel you have a dominant nostril, Amy?
Yeah, I think it's my left for this half hour.
She's a lefty for this half hour. She's the proud owner of a bin sticker, Amy. Lovely having you on the show. Enjoy your day.
Oh, you too. Thank you
Thank you so much for tuning in. And there will be a chance for you, yes, you, to stick it to the bin man tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven on your Wednesday morning. Time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition here on Absolute Radio. Matt, what's going on?
Well, angry Australian tennis man Nick Kyrgios is trending because he's kicked off again. This is what he does at Wimbledon yesterday. Quite a rude and unnecessary behaviour, laying into a line judge because she ran off to talk to the umpire during a game. And he, like a sort of angry little schoolboy, he called her a snitch.
He's got issues.
He says, why are you snitching on me? Don't snitch on me to the umpire. And then he said that she had no fans. Here he is. Listen to him in action. I mean, it's bizarre.
Why is she doing that?
Not one person.
Not one person in the stadium's come here to watch her do anything. Not one person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know you got fans, but she got none. She got none.
He's basically saying she's got no fans, echoing the viral internet meme from 2014, the angry little man from non-league football, the Wealdstone Raider.
You've got no fans! Well, you want some? I'll give it you.
Kyrgios inspired by the Wealdstone Raider. Amazing scenes at Wimbledon. Bizarre outburst. And then the other story this morning is from TikTok. A woman has grossed out TikTok by revealing that she washes her green vegetables in the washing machine. This is a new development. So obviously she gets delivery of all the vegetables, the kale, the tender stem.
Kale is your go-to first vegetable. You've literally changed.
It is mainly kale that's in the washing machine, to be fair. So
it is the TikTok vegetable of choice, I would imagine.
Ashley Eccles is her name. When she gets the veggie, obviously you do have to clean vegetables. No one's disputing that, but no one's ever put it in a washing machine, I'm not sure. She puts it on a delicate cycle for 55 minutes, and she washes her greens, and she says hashtag life hack, hashtag
it's
harvest,
not a life hack.
Hashtag kale.
It's bad for the environment for
a start.
Yes, I mean, it's
true. Yeah, it's using up energy that's quite unnecessary, isn't it?
55 minutes it's too long a time. It doesn't work on any level.
No, it's true.
Sorry, Matt. I'm gonna have to stop.
Yeah,
you.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right. And that's what people are saying. It can actually add germs to the from the washing machine to the vegetables. Yeah. It's probably not a good idea. But I mean, she may have hit on something. If you put all the veg in there and then put it on a high cycle, a very warm cycle, add a bit of stock, and then you create, like, you've got a soup machine. So you get a ladle, ladle it out of the drum. You could add stock in the seasoning in the little pull-out soap compartment, salt and pepper in each, stick it in there, and then you've got a great double use for your washing machine.
And then you've got to wash all your clothes in the sink under the tap.
Yes, all your clothes will smell a bit soupy. But, I mean, it's a controversial idea, not for everyone.
All your clothes smell a bit soupy is a great name for a podcast.
But you will be talking about it later, and I will have saved you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and that makes you perfectly placed for a game named Bandagrams. I've put one of the bands or artists from our playlists through the anagram machine, and it's spat out a different bandagram. Mm-hmm. I've got three different ones today, in fact. And if you can figure out which band or artist it is, then you can earn yourself a shout-out. Now, we play this band on Absolute Radio, on Noughties, and on Absolute Radio 90s. Download that free app and get involved. I'm going to give you all three. Capri Slammer.
Oh, okay. Do, do,
do, do. Mr. Alice Prams. Calling Mr. Alice Prams. Mr. Alice Prams.
Transatlantic call for you.
Nice.
Oh, don't. Don't, Glenn. Don't you dare. Right. Arms Lip Cream. Ooh. Which was producer Dave's list of things when we went to Glastonbury. So Capri Slammer, Mr. Alice Prams, Arms Lip Cream. Which band is that on Bandagrams? So I want your answers, but I want your name. I want where you are, and I want a flavour of what you're up to at this moment in time. Send it all along to 8-12-15. You could be earning your shout-out. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Ready-to-fit kitchens available for you to take away, assemble and fit whenever suits you. Like the Ohio Navy. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. What do Capri Slammer, Mr. Alice Prams and Arms Lip Cream have in common?
Do, 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 do.
They're all a bandagram for one popular artist that we play on Absolute Radio, on Noughties and on Absolute Radio 90s. Now, Capri Slammer, by the way, is a great name for a band on its own.
Mm. Yes, true, yeah.
But what do they anagram towards? Anna?
Is it Primal Scream?
Anagram, yes it is. Well done. And also, coincidentally, congratulations to Anna from Northampton driving to the office. You got it right. It was Primal Scream. John delivering cars. Jen, the furniture maker. Beth in Shropshire going to work. Simon in Suffolk, who has just got home from a night shift and is currently looking online for bin sticker numbers. Kyle filling the vending machines in Paisley, Damo and Robbo driving from Dundee to Edinburgh, Ian en route to work in Newcastle, Tommy drinking lots of coffee at the start of a 12-hour shift, and Gary currently in the office creating aircraft maintenance procedures.
I don't know what that means.
Just a string of words here, yeah. Isn't it,
Rob, even me, mate.
Is that another anagram?
Congratulations. Congratulations, one and all. The answer on Badagrams once again was Primal Scream.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, and on 10 weeks of tickets, Kendall is calling, and I think they've kind of put together... It's a lineup of brilliant live bands.
Great lineup, isn't it? Yeah.
Because the Stereophonics are always great live. Mm. Bastille are a brilliant live band. Supergrass are one of the all-time great live bands, in my opinion. The Kooks, the Wombats, and the Vaccines.
Very nice.
To name but a few. We are going to be playing Bago Bands. I'm so pleased it's back on 10 weeks of tickets. Matt Dyson, how does it work?
Well, I've got my trusty bag, my festival bag here. It's getting a bit rough around the edges, to be honest, but it should still get me.
Well, the stuff you've kept in it.
Up to Kendall calling, I know, yeah.
You had a wombat in it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So
it gnawed its way through the bottom, it seems.
Yeah, everything I need for my festival experience and camping and everything is in here, and various items relating to questions about bands on the bill, which I always pack whenever I go to a festival. We're looking for a caller to come on and answer three questions correctly, and you win the tickets to the festival.
So, all you need to do, if you would like to play, is call us right now, 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Thankfully, the T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio, and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wix.
Walls looking a little lifeless? Get Crown Matte Emulsion Paint in pure brilliant white 10 litre for just £10. Don't miss out. Shop online or in store today.
Be house proud with Wix. 10 weeks of tickets.
Oh, yes. 10 weeks of tickets is still going, and it's going strong because every single day this week, both on The Breakfast Show and on The Home Time Show with Bush and Richie, we want to send you to Kendall Calling. Stereophonics, Bastille, Supergrass, The Kooks, The Wombats and The Vaccines are all performing, to name but a few, as we play Bago Bands. Matt's packed up his festival bag, and residing inside are a series of items which relate to questions about the bands on the bill. Get all three questions right and you'll be heading to Kendall Calling. And playing this morning is Laura. Hello, Laura.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, hello. Welcome along to the show. Are you ready to delve into Matt's Bago Bands?
I'll delve as deep as I can. I'm a bit nervous.
Okay, Laura, don't worry. We're all in it together. It's going to be fine. And I hope this doesn't add any pressure or nerves to you. Matt Dyson?
Yes, are you ready?
Rummage.
Shall I commence the rummaging? Okay, right. That's all right. Now, what's this I've got here? Yes, my lucky heather. My small piece of lucky heather. My small heather. My heather small, if you will.
Beautifully delivered. Shakespearean. Okay, Laura. Question one. What is the name of M People's percussionist? Is it Shovel, a.k.a. Andrew Lovell, or Pneumatic Drill, a.k.a. Andrew Mill?
A?
Shovel. Yes, Shovel. Correct. Yes. Well done, Laura. Well done. OK, back into the bag,
okay,
please, Matt.
Let's delve a little deeper this time.
OK, only two questions remaining.
So, I mean, you know me, Dave. I never leave home without a big box of Miracle-Gro Evergreen Fast Lawn Seed.
It's what you're known for.
I love to sprinkle it wherever I go. I can tend to the lawns of Kendall Calling, and people will be saying, that's super grass, Matt.
You know what people say that to you at a festival, Matt? You know, you're a public figure.
Don't get the wrong impression. Yeah. Don't get the wrong impression. Yeah. That's what they say.
Okay.
Super
grass.
I don't know how we're going to make it to Friday. I don't know how we'll get to Friday at this rate.
I don't know how we'll get to Friday at this rate is a great name for the podcast. Thank you. Okay, Laura, you still there?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, cool. What is the name of Supergrass's second studio album released back in 1997? Is it A, In It For The Honey, or B, In It For The Money?
Oh, I hope it's In It For The Money, B.
It is In It For The Money. Well done. Just one question remaining. Who would you take with you to Kendall Calling, Laura?
Oh, Best Bud.
What's their name?
Ian.
Ian. Laura and Ian off to Kendall Calling. Just one question remaining.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Right.
Rummage away. Rummage away, Matthew.
Okay, one more rummage. Ah, yes, here it is. My trusty Filofax. Without this. Now, let's have a look at what I've got planned for the week. Monday, okay. Tick. Yeah, Tuesday, going to take her for a drink, and it looks like I'll be making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Chilling at on the Sunday. Festival.
Wait a minute. No, this is Craig David's final facts. This isn't my final
facts. Oh, yeah, it happens all the time, doesn't it?
Laboured.
Okay. Yeah. Craig David featured on the 1999 UK Garage Classic Rewind. But who is the song created by? Is it the Artful Dodger or the Jammy Dodger?
Oh, thank goodness. I think it's A, the Artful Dodger.
Yourself and your best buddy and all us at Kendall Calling. Well done, Laura. Bravo. Oh, congratulations. Thank you for tuning in. We will speak to you real soon. How are you feeling?
Slightly sick.
Perfect. Yes, that's exactly how I like to leave all my callers. So thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. And as I say, there'll be a chance for you to win your way into Kendall Calling as part of 10 weeks of tickets with Bush and Richie from 4 p.m.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
11 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. The warmest of welcomes to this, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Now, this was a big story this week. Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son, Samuel, reversed a Lamborghini into a BMW during a test drive. So, once again, his 10-year-old son. So, during a visit to a luxury rental car agency, the family looked at a yellow Lamborghini, which rents for £1,475 per day. And because he's Ben Affleck, and this is the only reason this can happen, I presume J-Lo was there as well and the car dealer was starstruck, they allowed Samuel to sit in the driver's seat. And obviously, it's not his fault, he's 10. So he's, like, playing with the buttons and he reverses the, like, nearly £2,000 a day Lamborghini into a BMW, which Ben then has to pay for, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm asking you, what did you destroy as a child accidentally? Or have your children destroyed anything? Now, Evie and Matt, you kind of warned me that this period in a child's life is going to come. But she's at that level where she seems so mature. You know, she's 3, but you can, like, argue with her, reason with her.
And we do.
Regularly. In fact, this isn't about you, Evie. Stand outside the studio. Daddy's working. So then, you know, you make that mistake of going, you know, I remember just recently I left her in the kitchen. We have a pink velvet sofa in the kitchen. The only person in the world who's bought a more grotesque sofa is Tom Chaplin, the front man of Keen. And you can hear him talking about his daughter destroying his sofa on the latest edition of the Dad Pod, which you can download wherever you get your podcasts from. But yeah, I popped out for literally a minute. And when I came back, Evie had turned our pink velvet sofa into a work of art using some felt pens. You know, she's totally destroyed it. So much so that we have to have the whole bottom cushion, which is one cushion, up the other way now. So if it wasn't for some carefully placed scatter cushions, which makes it look even more horrendous than it already was, what were we thinking? Yeah. You can see the white zipper, you know, where you can take, like, the velvet off to have it washed. Yeah. But it doesn't wash out. It never does.
No.
Matt, are you going to talk about your kids destroying things, or did you destroy things as a kid?
I quite like my daughter's Maggie's graffiti. She used to write MIG, M-I-G-E, everywhere. It was in the house. On my old car, I found it in the back seat of the car, just on the side of the car. MIG. That was like a weird graffiti tag. But I think the main thing that that ruined my house is slime and other stuff like that. So slime getting trodden into carpets.
Yeah.
These sort of things are banned from for the house, mainly because you do use them in the garden only, because the worst at crime was when one of them got kinetic sound in my Raspberry Pi.
You've got all this to come, Glenn.
That you can play old school computer games on. So kinetic sound, you can squeeze it. You can squeeze it and mould it, and it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. But they never mention it gets everywhere.
No, they don't mention
all over the coffee table in the living room. So yeah, it's purely in the garden now. It's never been the same since my Raspberry Pi.
So destroyed your ability to retro game.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what's
kinetic
happened.
Kinetic sound.
8 to 12, 15 is the number. What did you accidentally destroy as a child, or what have your children, if you have them, destroyed in your world? As I say, it's 8, 12, 15. Come.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son, Samuel, has reversed a Lamborghini into a BMW, which costs quite a pretty penny, I'd imagine. So I want to know, what did you destroy accidentally as a child? Or what have your children, if you have them, destroyed? Dave, my sister and I had the stereo cranked up as kids, dancing away. We heard a smash. And one of my dad's favourite fishing jugs had vibrated itself off of a shelf where the speaker was.
Oh, nice.
We glued it back together the best we could, from Lisa in Peterborough. Whilst my dad was away on tour of duty, my sister and I used to use his record collection to skate around on our 1980s shag pile carpet. Oh, yeah. Both in their 20s at this point as well, Joanna. Both in your 20s. We pretty much ruined his entire collection, including some pretty rare stuff, is all it says there. Dave, my mum and dad bought a new dining set. Me and my brother broke one of the chair legs running around it. My dad bandaged and gaffer taped the chair leg back on, and for years to come made us use that chair whilst dining instead of one of the intact ones. And that's from Helen. Glenn Moore.
Yes.
Has young Elliot destroyed anything yet, or is he too small for that?
He hasn't, but I'm worried he'll be as destructive as I was. I apparently, when I was about 1 year old, that was my most destructive year. It was the only time my parents got a real Christmas tree, because I just sat around the Christmas tree, and when they're out, I plucked the entirety of the bottom half of a Christmas tree. So the top half was normal Christmas tree, the bottom half was completely naked, just a stick. And there was another time where my parents were having some building work done, and I was only about one, and I remember this vividly, it's like my earliest memory. I saw a big bag of polyfiller in the hallway, and I thought, yeah, I'll dump that down the toilet.
Oh,
and
no!
I just remember just really thinking I was doing a good, useful job of just pouring it down the toilet, where it mixes with water, which is what it's meant to do.
It's a severe clogging.
My dad had to demolish the toilet with a sledgehammer.
If you're just joining us.
It's a great podcast,
Adam, what about you?
So I had this really weird habit of taking my mum and dad's post, taking it down the garden to my little playhouse. And then, so I'd hide it for months and then eventually just like rip it apart.
Oh no. Final demands. Yeah.
Wasn't until you were repossessed that your parents realised what had been going on with the post. Wow.
Well, it was a bit problematic. Like, they did used to get, you know.
Yeah, just a bit,
Final notice bill payment.
When you're a kid, I feel like for some reason, kids feel like they're in a game show where you have to be as destructive as possible. And you've only got a certain amount of time to do it. I film this with baby Elliot at the moment. It's like he's in a game show where they go, right, you can't walk or talk. You have 30 seconds to poison yourself. Go. You're going to do it as quickly as you can. Make a beeline for the most poisonous thing in the kitchen.
What do you find most attractive in this room? Plug sockets. I'm going over there now. 8, 12, 15. Come join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Head to Wickes for everything you need for your garden project, from decking and fencing to compost and topsoil. Shop in store or through the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wickes.
8:35 on your Wednesday morning, you join us on the day we discover that Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son Samuel has reversed his Lamborghini into a BMW during a test drive. I don't know how he was allowed to sit.
No,
I mean, drive
seems like a bad idea.
Do you remember the first time you got to drive the car sitting on your parents' laps? Do you remember that?
Well, I never actually.
The glorious
drove
day.
It. Yeah, I've never actually ever drove.
It was the Isle of Wight, 1987, 20 years before I was born. Anyway, we're talking about the things that you accidentally destroyed as a child, or whether your children have destroyed it now. That's what we want to know. This is coming. Dave, my 2-year-old took a stone and drew a picture on our car door. Oh, he came running in, proud as punch. Daddy, Daddy, I drew you a picture.
Oh, no. Scratched it into the paintwork.
My little brother once took my mum's gold watch apart. Realising he couldn't put it back together, he decided to flush it down the toilet. or as it's now called, doing a Glen. Yeah. It wouldn't flush. Mm. My dad spotted the bits in the bowl. We still talk about it now. John the Destructor. He was only four. He's 41. He's still trying to fix things now, says Sam. Johnny says, when I was 14, I went to work with my uncle during the school holidays, doing a bit of painting and decorating. He went off to get some materials. In his absence, I dropped a full tin of paint all over someone's driveway. He went mad on his return.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Dave. I did a from the ground up restoration on an XR2 and I loved it. And my daughter Lucy scratched, I love you, Daddy, into the fresh paintwork. Oh. What do you do, Dave? Yeah. I mean, it's a good point.
It's a nice sentiment, isn't it? A lovely moment, but just the wrong way to deliver that message.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you learned from this, Lucy. I really do. Thank you ever so much for sharing all of your stories about the things you destroyed as a kid. I destroyed my mum and dad's entire bedroom because I wanted to be Spider-Man. I got a ball of wool. that's how cool I was as a kid, right? I just finished doing some knitting, which went down a storm at my South East London Comprehensive School. I got a ball of wool and I decided I would tie it around everything in their room, around the bedpost, around the back of the wardrobe, over the back of the ottoman thing.
Yeah.
And then I climbed into the web and basically the entire room just collapsed collapsed in on me. Does whatever a spider can.
Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials, and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Wednesday morning, and the time has come for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So, Matt, I'm intrigued by this story you're about to share with everybody. Yeah. What's going on here?
Well, there's a man from Kent who's trending because he has the strongest middle finger in the world.
Wow.
It's official. Yeah, he's not doing a rude gesture with it.
No.
He's using it... I don't know what the point of this is, but he's using... He basically used to be in karate and realised he had really strong hands and thought, I can start lifting things just using my finger. And he has now got the Guinness World Record for lifting a 120 9.5 kilogram weight, the equivalent of a 3-seater sofa, using just his middle finger.
Wow.
He's from Dover in Kent, so he lifts these 6 iron plates all stacked together and he holds them in the air for about 6 seconds, and that's what means he gets the world record for a 1-finger deadlift.
Has he ever stood on the White Cliffs of Dover just like that? Looking out
towards the rest of the world. He should do. Because he must have really muscly fingers. Imagine like a bodybuilder's arms, but the hands, your hands. Imagine having really muscly fingers.
But is he muscly everywhere else? Or is
no,
he just got
his fingers.
Does he look like an audience member in Gladiator?
Yeah, yeah. He's got glad hands. Real life glad hands. He doesn't need any foam. Anyway, that's a guy that you might be talking about later, and I might save you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it. Wednesday morning, wrapped up in a little bow. Time to bid you farewell for another breakfast show. But of course, we do leave you with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. But Matthew Dyson?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Janine Dyson?
Yes.
What shall it be named? All your clothes will smell a bit soupy. Mm-hmm. My small piece of lucky heather. My heather small. It's got to be that, man. And we've also got, I don't know how we'll make it till Friday at this rate, but go with your own line.
It has to be.
Pick your own line.
Lucky Heather, my Heather Small. A real low point in terms of clues for 10 weeks of tickets.
Which led us on to, I don't know how we'll make it to Friday at this rate. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But 10 weeks of tickets does return tomorrow on The Breakfast Show, and there's your chance to win your way into Kendall Calling with the Home Time Boys from 4 p.m. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. We guarantee to have the money in your account this very day, and it is £110,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This 4th of July, celebrate freedom from bad sleep at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses from the brands you know and trust. Plus, with select Sealy purchases, get a free adjustable base to help you sleep cooler, deeper, and more comfortably. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Our exclusive BedMatch diagnostic technology helps match your body to the perfect mattress in just minutes. And get free white glove delivery and setup, plus our lifetime price guarantee and 0% interest financing. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters. These deals won't last.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call